Good morning. Again, I'd like to welcome you to our teleseminar today on the Healing Codes for Success, which is also known as the Success Codes. I'm Lori Rivers, and today you're going to learn about a recent discovery that is really going to change the way that you look at success and at all the possibilities in your life. We have some incredible people lined up for our interview today. We're going to be speaking with Dr. Alex Lloyd, founder of the Healing Codes, Dr. Ben Johnson, who was recently featured on the movie The Secret, which is very exciting. It's sort of sweeping the nation and the world. We'll be speaking with Terry Rose, founder of the Success Unlimited program, and with Ken Johnston, who has headed up some of the biggest success organizations in the world. Now, we'll also be taking live questions at the end of the call, so just make sure that you write down any questions that you have as we go along so you don't forget them. Now, some of you on the call probably know about my own story with the Healing Codes for Success, also known as the Success Codes. A little over 4 years ago, I was having some health problems. But at that point, as far as success, I was unable to support myself financially and really just watched other people doing what I wanted to be doing with the belief that I couldn't do it. And that's not a very good feeling belief. It was just too scary, or it wasn't for me. I wanted to sing, I wanted to write, I wanted to act. And today, after doing the Healing Codes for Success for 4 years, here's my life. I'm a singer, I'm a screenplay writer, a director, a producer, an actress. I do so many things, and most importantly, I have this knowing that I can do all these things that I want to do and be successful at them. And that's what we want for all of you. Now, before we get started, I need to say that the Healing Codes and the Healing Codes for Success, also known as the Success Codes, are not intended to treat, diagnose, heal, or cure anything. This call is for educational and informational purposes only. And any results that occur are because of your own natural immune system or success system. It's not because of the Healing Codes or the Healing Codes for Success. I know that sounds crazy, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later. Also, everything that you're about to hear is the opinion of Dr. Alex, Dr. Ben, and the other speakers. So, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I'm very excited to introduce Dr. Alex Lloyd to you. He's an ordained minister. He has a PhD in psychology and an ND in naturopathic medicine, and I feel very honored and privileged to call him my friend, and he's a wonderful speaker, and we're just excited for you to be able to interact with him today.
All right. I want everybody, maybe close your eyes. Don't do that if you're driving, but sort of get in a sort of a quiet space in your mind, and I want you to imagine something just for a second. This is just take a minute here. Imagine being at the end of your life and reflecting back. What's the biggest regret you'll have if something about your life doesn't change? You know, you may be like so many other people, like Lori was just describing about herself, like I could describe about myself, like other people that you're going to hear on this call will share with you, who desperately want to change something and have really tried to change it, but find that with all the thought, all the thinking, all the willpower, countless programs, that you still find yourself longing for a better way of life, and maybe a little bit apathetic after all that, that it could even happen for you. Lori addressed earlier a buzz that is sweeping all over the United States and the world, in fact. And the buzz is about a program that Oprah did on February the 9th that she reported to be the largest response she has ever had from any show. The name of what that program was about, it was about a DVD, a new DVD called The Secret. And The Secret was a number of teachers around the world talking about kind of a law of nature, kind of like gravity, but one that we don't talk about near as much, one that's written about more than 3,000 years ago in ancient manuscripts and has been validated recently by modern science. And that show was about using that law of nature to succeed, to heal yourself, to have wonderful relationships. But the flip side of that is if that law is not working for you, it's working against you. So it can also ruin your health, ruin your relationships, and block you from having the life that you want to live. On the program, The Secret, one of the featured teachers is our own Dr. Ben Johnson. He is the only medical doctor on the program. In fact, Dr. Ben has 3 medical degrees. The Healing Codes is the only health and wellness system on that program. And when the CEO, the director, and producer of the DVD, The Secret, had health issues in their family and with friends, who did they call? They called Dr. Ben and I. Why did they call us? Because we have discovered a mechanical tool that's built into the body and built into nature that allows you to clear away the blocks and to have this law of nature working for you to produce what you want in your life rather than working against you. So I'd like to bring Dr. Ben out. And Dr. Ben, would you just share with us, what is your opinion of The Secret?
Well, if you see the movie The Secret, the DVD, and it is dynamic and it is powerful, and I've had people come up to me and say that they've watched it 20 and 30 times, and that they, if they need to get a boost that day or things are going wrong, they'll just put in The Secret. And there are a lot of people that have watched it multiple times because of what it's saying. And what it basically says is that what you put out there is you're going to get that back. And if you're really positive and you're just picturing everything in positive frames and you're going to be successful and everything's going to happen right for you, that it's going to happen. And there is some truth to the law of attraction, that what you put out there and how you go about life is the way it's going to be. But there is so much that can keep that from happening. And a lot of people have responded to us and said, but I want the good things to happen, and I plan on good things happening. And I get up during the day, and I'm positive, and then everything falls apart. So they're visualizing success, and they want to make it, and they're being positive, but it's just not happening. Well, the law of attraction is conscious intent. I want this to happen. I'm purposing for this to happen. I am intending. But there's a whole, it's kind of like the tip of an iceberg, and underneath the ocean, underneath the water level, is this huge other thing down there, and it is called the unconscious, or you can look at it another way, your mind or your head and your heart. Well, in a conflict between the head and the heart always wins. Or between conscious and unconscious, the unconscious wins every time. So if unconsciously you don't believe that you're going to succeed, if unconsciously you have believed non-truths or lies about yourself, that you're never going to make it, you can never succeed, you're always going to fail, you're always going to self-sabotage, then that's what's going to happen, rather than the conscious belief and intent that you're putting out there that, oh, today's going to be a great day and everything's going to fall in my lap. So just real shortly, that's kind of the problem with The Secret or the law of attraction, is that it's just not quite that easy.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Ben. Now, I'm sure that most people are probably going, sure, everybody makes their product or program sound great. Dr. Alex, what makes this program different?
Well, that's a great question. The success codes, or the healing codes for success, grew out of the healing codes. The healing codes was first released on June 6, 2004, and it was, I believe, a gift from God after 12 years of prayer for my wife, who was depressed. And what the healing codes does is we believe it heals the root source of health issues. And more than 3,000 years ago, I believe we're told what those are by wise old King Solomon, who said this: guard your heart above everything else, for from it flow all the issues of life. So according to Solomon, you can't have an issue in your life that doesn't originate and the source of it is not your heart. Well, okay, that's cool, but what's a heart issue? Let's fast forward about 3,000 years to September the 12th, 2004, the Dallas Morning News. And here's a statement by Dr. Eric Nessler, chairman, University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center at Dallas. He says, for many diseases today, treatments aren't much better than Band-Aids. They address a disease's symptom, but not its cause. Harnessing this knowledge offers the potential of really correcting the abnormality. Well, what's the abnormality? Well, let's go on in the article a little bit. Cancer can be a result of bad cellular memories replacing good ones. Psychological trauma, addiction, depression may all be furthered by abnormal memories inside cells. Diseases that turn up later in life may be due to errant memories programmed into cells as people age. Even real memory, the kind that requires a brain, also seems to rely on memories locked in the cells. Now scientists are striving to understand how cells acquire these memories and perhaps treat disease at its root by adjusting them. So according to modern science, and it's not just this article or study, it's many of them that are coming out, but according to modern science, what Solomon was calling heart issues are our memories. And in those memories, a lot of times we're believing something that's not true. Like Dr. Ben was talking about, when the unconscious and conscious conflict, the unconscious wins. Why? Because according to Bruce Lipton, PhD, cellular biologist, in his best-selling book, The Biology of Belief, the un and subconscious are a million times more powerful than the conscious mind. Okay? So those memories that we have that may say, I can't do it, I'm not going to succeed, or I am going to get sick, are what cause our health problems. And in Dr. Lipton's words, the odds of changing that just with your conscious intention or willpower are like a million to one. And I think that's why so many people have been experiencing so much frustration trying to change their life with their conscious intention and willpower. We think we've got a better way. And in 2004, we released the Healing Codes. That is a literal physical mechanism involving four healing centers on the body that you activate with your fingers. It's very simple. We've had reports of 9-year-olds doing it completely unassisted. And since that time, we have had stories of people healing from A to Z, from Lou Gehrig's disease to depression to poison ivy and about everything in between, from people all over the world. Well, about a year and a half into that process, I was doing research about these cellular memories and their effect on our health and things like that. And I discovered a research article, actually a number of them, but this particular one was by a medical doctor out of Cornell and a PhD out of University of California, San Francisco. And the research article was talking about how what I call the success mechanism in the body is activated by memories. Good memories turn it on, bad memories turn it off, and in fact, bad memories turn on the failure mechanism. And I'll tell you what both of those are in just a minute and ask for Dr. Ben's comment on both of those. But because we discovered that the same mechanism that causes our health problems also causes our success problems, we buckled down, put together a program, put together a process that we called the Success Codes that we released a number of months back and have just had rave reviews from people who have integrated that into their life and the changes that they've seen. But while the basic mechanism of the Healing Codes and the Success Codes are the same, the four healing centers on the body, just about everything else is different. It's a completely different process. The coaching program is completely different. the codes are all completely different. There's not one code that is the same in the two programs. So it uses the same mechanism, because the mechanism is what we believe heals those memories. And since the memories are what not only cause our health problems but block our success, we need that mechanism, but the rest of the process is radically different. So one program is geared toward health and wellness, one program geared toward healing the memories and creating memories and infusing memories that'll lead us to success.